You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Kurt Lewis, the CEO of Direct RFP, the world's first RFP automated technology platform. Mr. Lewis, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome and looking forward to hearing from you today. So first, the basics. What is the RFP or Request for Proposals role in the business world, and how does it differ from simply obtaining a vendor quote?
Well, for the RFP platform that's out there today, there's really not too many platforms that automates the RFP process. And many customers need to run what's called an RFX, which could be different forms of RFPs, RFIs, RFQs, or RFPs. And they do it for several reasons. They could do it because it's an internal policy. They're trying to create a competitive landscape, or they're trying to uncover their actual requirements or what their requirements are because it's a new technology, perhaps, or new product or service. Or they're trying to make sure that vendors can meet the requirements or compliances, if that's applicable, which no vendor quote is really going to satisfy.
And thanks for your explanation there. Most helpful. Now, for businesses and vendors preparing and responding to RFPs appear to account for a lot of time and energy invested. What is the single biggest problem with the RFP process today?
Well, this is pretty much a common issue, and I think it just takes way too long to prepare and review all the responses from suppliers. The questions and responses are also just really too ambiguous, and it really leaves too much up to individual interpretation versus driving exact responses that are related to customer requirements.
And Mr. Lewis, I've also heard that the RFP process actually prevents companies from obtaining the best solution or vendor. What does that mean, and why is it true, if so?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. I've seen probably this occur many, many times because we've been involved in well over 1,000 RFPs, if you can believe that. And the reality is several suppliers have become experts at responding to RFPs with a focus of just get to the table. And while other suppliers are working very, very hard to actually provide a real response with real concerns around the questions that the customer really should consider, and when this happens, there's really excellent potential fit suppliers that never end up making a cut and subsequently just never make it to the table, unfortunately. Another reason might be that the amount of resources required by suppliers to respond to these RFPs and not actually win is really substantial. Much of the RFP process is really very repetitive for suppliers. Therefore, it really does exhaust a ton of internal resources over and over, and it becomes a losing proposition. Additionally, suppliers are typically not even given any analytics at the end of the RFP to review, and if they really did, in my opinion, they would have a better opportunity to improve their responses or even services, and therefore, improving their chances to win more RFPs.
And that certainly makes sense today. We're speaking with Mr. Kurt Lewis, the CEO of Direct RFP, the world's first RFP automated technology platform, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Kurt, what was the aha moment that made you realize a cloud-based approach to RFPs could be a game-changing approach to this process?
Well, I'll tell you what, there was a lot of aha moments, but I would say the one that really sticks is probably about 10 years ago. And I'll leave out a lot of detail, but we were running an RFP for a very large enterprise customer with probably about 15 stakeholders involved, and it became a very uncomfortable situation and challenge to make sure that every stakeholder in the room had visibility into your RFP process. When we walked out of that uncomfortable meeting, we knew at that point we needed to build some online system for running RFPs that gave full accessibility and insight to every single stakeholder. And the only way to do that is to create an RFP platform or a SaaS platform that's out in the cloud.
Tell us, Mr. Lewis, what is the impact that you are hoping your company Direct RFP will have as a new member of the RFP ecosystem?
The impact that we're hoping for and what we're seeing today is we want to connect the buyers and the bidders in a way that really encourages more participation and procurement efficiencies. And ultimately, that drives better decisions.
Well, Mr. Lewis, it certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks for introducing Direct RFP to the audience. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
No, I think I do appreciate the opportunity to talk about Direct RFP, and I think that with the digital procurement age on the horizon here, I encourage people to really look at platforms like this that could really change the way you procure services. So I thank you for the opportunity to communicate Direct RFP.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. If listeners wanted to get further information online on Direct RFP, where's the best place to do that online?
That is, it's exactly what you just said. It's just directrfp.com.
Well, it certainly can't get any easier than that. Again, Mr. Lewis, all the best, and thanks for joining us on behalf of Direct RFP. Much appreciated.
I do appreciate it. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Kurt Lewis, the CEO of Direct RFP, the world's first RFP automated technology platform. And for further details, visit directrfp.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.